check it out now.
Drew Dinsick normally joins us on Tuesday, as he did this week, but because the Wimbledon draw is out, we wanted to wedge him in as quickly as we can on Friday, because he's got stuff to do in his real life as well. So he's kind enough to join us here for 10 minutes. I want to get some NBA thoughts from him, too, but let's start with Wimbledon. Drew, good morning to you, and I was just telling you off air, you and I have been doing these slams for how long now? A long time. I mean, close to half.
5 years?
Yeah, close to
at least 5 years.
Half a decade at least on this. I don't remember off the top of my head a more bettable group of quarters, men's and women's. Obviously, take the center quarter out, but everything else, not everything else, but most of these other quarters feel bettable to me. You?
Yeah, absolutely. And beyond just bettable, they sprinkled in some round one on the men's side of the draw, which is like must-see TV. It's almost like Wimbledon is feeling the World Cup pressure. They're like, yeah, we got to put a couple of absolute must watch, you know, type of matches early to get people hooked and, you know, to keep them aware that this is going on. Because, I don't remember other instances where I've been that many eyebrow. Whoa. Oh, wow. Oh, we get to see this early like that. That this is going to be quite fun. Specifically like, the potential for the Draper being fit and playing.
Yes.
Is super fun.
Yes.
Him getting drawn in where he did was a fun wrinkle. Djokovic's draw looks awesome. Every step of the way looks outstanding, match wise. Oh yeah. Draper Fritz round one is, that's one of the best matches of the entire first week. And it's round one.
Draper Fritz could be a quarterfinal, by the way. That's amazing. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, Berrettini, Stan Wawrinka, although, you know, Stan obviously well past his prime and never good on grass. That's still fun. There's a lot of head to heads here, early in the early going that I'm excited about.
Okay. So in the interest of time, let's try to do this rapid fire. Let's throw Q1
sure.
out. Cause that's Jannik Sinner. Q2 is the Djokovic. I think you already called your shot here. Djokovic, Ogier Aliassim, Fonseca, Rublev quarter. Djokovic, you think wins that quarter?
I don't actually. So yeah. For Q1, by the way, I think it's Sinner over Tommy Paul. And I have Sinner at 80% to win his quarter. I'm sorry, 86% to win his quarter. Take that for what you will. I'm not worried about his fitness. He looked fine in his warm-ups, although it's worth pointing out that it is awfully freaking hot again.
Yes,
in Europe right now
is.
Like so hot that they had cancellations of some of the qualifying matches at Wimbledon because the the heat fried the line judging system, which is kind of a funny wrinkle. Q2, I would say Djokovic is on the ropes for me. The fact that he played as well as he did and wasn't able to, you know, get by Fonseca, I think, is a red flag. If I'm going to take a shot in Q2, it's going to be someone in the top half of the quarter, like Alejandro Davidovich-Rakina. I know he always lets down at slam level. He's still really, really good grass player. I think he's going to ultimately be your top half of Q2 representative. Bottom half, Djokovic has Tsitsipas in round two. He's got Rinderknecht in round three. He's got Fonseca or Rublev in round four.
Brutal.
All of those are potential losses for him. So I think that paves a path for Davidovich-Fokina to finally go the distance in his quarter.
Q3 is the Alex de Minaur, Ben Shelton quarter with Dimitrov thrown in there. Talking about good grass numbers. What do you like here?
Yeah. Give me a shout on Jakob Mensik in that one.
Wow.
His service game is so spectacular. I think he is going to be a tough out. In general, Shelton's going to be a huge favorite in that corner, and that's fine. I'm just never going to pay a premium to back Ben Shelton. This is the weakest quarter of the draw by margin.
Yeah.
No one on the top half realistically has a chance, in my opinion. There's probably some people out there who are holding a candle for Matteo Berrettini, but, you know, he'll withdraw at some point or retire at some point. I think Mensik is an interesting look there.
But he'll be great looking when he does it, Drew. That's for sure.
He will. In his Hugo Boss.
That's right.
Yeah.
Q4, you beat me to it. I don't know what the number is, but Jack Draper, I'm looking for a number on what he is in Q4. And dare I say that that first round match, this is the Zverev quarter, by the way, but it's Fritz and Draper in round one. I'm going to say that Draper wins that match and wins the quarter.
That's a shout. I would be looking for something in the 20-1 range to back Draper. I know he might win Eastbourne, and then the value will be gone. But he looks fine to me, and he's a great grass player, and he's obviously going to have the home crowd behind him. The Jiří Lehečka Popperin match round one, didn't mention, looks absolutely awesome. There are just a lot of good informed players in this section of the draw, and that does not include Alexander Zverev, who to me looks injured. If he ultimately makes a deep run here, we shouldn't be surprised, just because obviously the pressure he's handling. A lot of people win their first slam and it's like an exhale, right? And then they just kind of suck for a couple months. Zverev didn't seem to be exhaling as much as he was just like, yes, I'm finally recognized for my awesomeness.
Yeah.
Right. Which is, it's an obnoxious characteristic that he has. But but that said, he does look like his back injury is affecting his performance. He was not supremely impressive at Halle. So I would take on Zverev at price in Q4. And for me, that's kind of looking for a Cerundolo or a Lehečka. Cerundolo, man, we didn't mention him. His Queens performances were awesome.
He's got a grass game. All of a sudden, he's got a grass game.
He almost beat Nadal back in the day on that when Nadal was fully fit.
Yeah,
that was kind of his coming out party to me, at least as far as a player goes. And the fact that he won Queens, which is now that's the biggest title of his career. He may be playing with a little bit of wind in his sail. He's got a nice couple of warm-up matches before he would face Lehečka and then Zverev. But Cerundolo can definitely win this quarter at price.
All right.
But Draper, if you can find 20-1 on Draper, I wouldn't stop anyone.
20-1 to win the quarter, you mean? 20-1 to win the quarter?
20-1 to win the quarter. I think he has about a 4.5-5% chance.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to find that number for the quarter, but we'll see what you get. Okay, ladies, let's do economy of words here, Drew, because Q1 we actually have, it's the only quarter we actually have odds on. Oh, all the odds around it. I haven't seen them yet. Okay, Sabalenka plus 180 is the short shot in Q1, but man, Osaka's 8-1, Ostapenko's 20-1, Mohova's plus 650. There's a lot. Andreeva's plus 350. She's the second shot. I feel a little Naomi Osaka vibes here at 8-1.
Yeah, I mean, she's proving to be an all-core player at long last. She again is. This, she could be bitten by the playing so well in Bad Homburg this week, but she's been unstoppable this week. And if she carries that form, she's going to be a problem. I guess the key for me is just betting against Sabalenka at that price. I don't know what's going on between the ears it's not healthy.
There's a couple of those ladies at top. Q2 is the Pegula Coco Gauff quarter. What's the price on Tatiana Maria, by the way? Who you got here?
38-year-old Tatiana Maria.
Yeah.
Where is she playing right now? Is she in Eastbourne?
Yeah, she got a walkover from the Amber today. Yeah.
Okay, so Maria Keys is your final there. Yeah, Keys is going to get her, I think. Q2, a lot of support for Pegula right now. Of these names, Iva Jovic is my first look here. I think Q2 is the weakest quarter of the draw, and Coco Gauff is kind of the weakest favorite. I think you're going to see a pretty decent opportunity to fade her in the second week of this tournament, because her little subsection of the draw is mega weak. So there's going to be a surprise player that comes out of the bottom half of that in the Q2 quarterfinal. And I think Iva Jovic is good enough that she can come through the top half. Although Tatiana Maria is a grass specialist and she's shown why she can have a chance.
Q4, I'm going to skip ahead. It feels like we're mocking it to me, but Q3, it's the Serena Williams, Iga Swiatek, Alina Svitolina, Alexandra Ayala quarter.
Karolina Pliskova. Just brushed right over. No, the Pliskova Iga second round match decides the quarter.
Wow. Karolina Pliskova Iga second round match decides the quarter. That's if Iga can get by Taylor Townsend. That's a tricky little match. I set the match win total on Serena at 1.5. Serena Williams 1.5. That is my match total, and the draw corroborates that. All right, to Wimbledon. The women's quarter odds are out at BetMGM. We don't have any men's quarter numbers, but I'd love for you to react to all of this. Zach, let's start with the ladies. Q1, where Aryna Sabalenka is the short shot at plus 180. Then it's Mira Andreeva, the French Open champ, at plus 350. Followed by a bunch of really interesting players who have really good grass numbers. I'm talking about the McCartney Kesslers, Yelena Ostapenkos, and Naomi Osakas of the world. Muhova's plus 650, our girl. But I'm on Osaka 8-1. I love that number. You?
Yeah, I like Osaka. I have the quarterfinals here, the fourth round here, being Sabalenka against Osaka and Muhova against Andreeva. I feel like this is a loaded quarter.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm always the guy that has Sabalenka like minus 140 to win quarter one. I can't do it right now. This is too loaded of a portion of this draw. And she has not been playing well. Like, from a mental standpoint, it just feels like it's in her mind at all times that she's going to collapse, and then you see it happen. So I don't trust her at the moment. I don't think I'm going to like anybody in that quarter to actually go on to win the tournament. I think that there's value elsewhere when you're looking for this tournament. I think it's going to be another kind of surprising winner. Maybe not that surprising, but I don't think it's going to be one of the top four players.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be Sabalenka. I'd like to spend a day in the brain of Aryna Sabalenka or Iga Świątek right now. Like, what's going on between the ears? Q2, which is the Coco Gauff Jesse Pegula quarter. Gauff is plus 260 to win it. Pegula plus 275. I'll be honest with you. I wanted a better number on the Tatiana Marias of the world and the Ekaterina Alexandrovas of the world, but they're only, in quotes, 14-1, so I'm not taking flyers on them. By the way, Iva Jovic 5-1, Belinda Bencic plus 650 also in this quarter.
Yeah, so I have Maria losing to Pegula in round four, so I agree with you. I think she makes a deep run. I think Pegula is going to end up making the final and potentially winning this tournament, though. I think that's kind of my big call after seeing the way that the bracket is shaken out. I feel like I saw 14-1. It'd be nice to get a little bit better than that, but I think Pegula could win the tournament because of how loaded quarter one is, how I think open quarter two is. And I think if you look at the bottom half, I feel like the winner of the top half of the draw is going to feel very, very good about their chances of beating the player that comes out of the bottom.
Wow, Jesse Pegula is the shot called by Zach Cohen to win the whole thing. By the way, Jesse Pegula, billionaires, $7.5 billion fortune her dad has.
So that's the Bills person?
That's the Bills person. That's correct. The Bills person. That's right. Q3, which is the Iga Świątek quarter, plus 190 on Iga to win this. She's got a tough opening round match against Taylor Townsend. This is Serena Williams in this quarter as well. Iga and Serena would play in round three if Serena was able to win two matches. I don't think she will. I think she'll win one match, but I'll see what Zach says here. But after Iga, it is Elina Svitolina at plus 450, Marta Kostyuk at plus 550. Then it's Serena at 11-1. Come on now. What do you got here?
Yeah, I have Serena winning her first round match and then losing to Iala.
Me
and
too.
I have Iala as a really tough opponent for Iga, just
me
because
too.
Mentally that's been tough for her in the past. So this is a quarter where I think it's going to be the winner of a fourth round match between Svitolina and Navarro. So I'll probably take a piece of both. Navarro's been playing a lot better lately. I know that, you know, the health stuff is not in 100% check, but she has played some really good grass court tennis lately, and 16-1 is a really good number. I mean, we watched her beat Iga the other day, so I was surprised to see that number on her. I'm going to take Svitolina and Navarro and just, you know, hope for the winner of that match going on to the semis.
See, I'll say the winner of Iala and Iga wins this quarter. I really think Alex Iala could do something here. Q4, Rybakina plus 250. That feels a little long to me. Amanda Nisimova, who got bageled by Iga in the finals last year, here's plus 450. Maddie Keys plus 450. And then Noskova plus 550, Q4.
Yeah, so this one's loaded as well. So I had no idea where to go with this one. I think that the winner of Anisimova and Keys would probably be my pick to go on to the semifinals. But Noskova is so good. Obviously, Rybakina is down there. I don't think I'm going to have anything in quarter four. But I don't know. What do you think? Do you think Rybakina has a chance of winning this tournament?
Yes, I do. She's won it before.
I was going to say, like, given everything we've seen the last few weeks, it hasn't been that impressive. Like, she is so good, though, and her serve's amazing.
Yeah, and you know what? I just feel like there's 10 different ladies who could win this tournament. I really do. Like, yeah. I think if you named 10 of these, I wouldn't be surprised. Okay, so Pegula's your shot to win it all here. Men's side, we don't have odds, but give me your thoughts wherever you want to go here.
Yeah, so I think Djokovic is going to make the semifinals. I don't know if that's what you and Drew got to, but if you just kind of look at his draw, I don't know what is standing in the way of him winning that quarter. I actually think he might end up playing Cam Nori in the quarterfinals. So I feel like he got a dream draw at this tournament, and I do think that grass represents his best chance of, you know, doing something big at a major again, just because the points are going to be quicker. He can rely on his serve. He's been, you know, dominant at this venue in the past. So I think we're going to see Djokovic in the semis. Don't know that he can actually beat Sinner if that ends up being the matchup, but Sinner's got a tough draw too. If he has to go through Hodar and Medvedev, like, that's a tough draw as far as Sinner goes. And we have no idea what his health looks like. I know that after the French Open, he was like in the hospital getting tests and trying to figure out, you know, the issues that he's been running into. I don't know if they found a solution, but I do think that Sinner Djokovic is going to be the semifinal matchup. And bottom half, I think that I have the same takeaway as everyone else. Like, what a draw for Fritz and Draper. And I think I heard someone say or ask you the question, who did Fritz piss off to draw Jack Draper? The answer is Morgan Riddle. She runs tennis or something. I don't know.
She made the draw. That's right.
Yeah, she made the draw. Her and like Vince McMahon, the first round matchups in this are like insane. It was like booked like it was a wrestling, you know, show. So I'm excited to watch this play out. But I think Fritz and Draper, winner of that wins the quarter and goes to the final.
Agree. I totally agree. Winner of Fritz Draper wins the quarter. I think it'll be Draper. But Fritz has great, great grass numbers. Drew, a couple cleanups here. Drew did not think Djokovic would get out of Q2. He thought he would get tripped up at some point because he thought it was a tough go. And I do agree with you, though. If Novak Djokovic is to win a 25th slam, which would set the record, men's and women's, Margaret Court has 24 on the women's side, Novak has 24 on the men's side. For people who make those kind of comparisons, I think that's kind of dumb anyway. But if he's to win his 25th, which would break his own record, let's say, this is it. I don't think it ever happens if it doesn't happen here, correct? Yes?
Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah. I mean, this is the last chance for him.
Yeah. And you and I are completely simpatico on Serena. One win, and then take her out, Alex Iala. Enough of this.
Yeah.
Zach, thank you so much. Yeah. Appreciate it.